You are now listening to a member of the Disney Podcast family. Head over to Disney Podcast Family on Instagram to see all the latest posts for this show and links to other great Disney podcasts.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chris, and you're listening to a podcast that believes in dreams, that places trust in the magic of imagination, that is always the first star to the right, and where the light in the window is always on. Join as we discuss the views from Walt's apartment.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Walt's Apartment Live Wednesday night. I am Sean. I'm joined by my awesome co-hosts. We have Ethan, Brianna, Sam, the Blurred Hulk, David himself, and our special guest tonight, Disney Dependent Podcast, which we're going to meet in just a second. How is everyone doing tonight? Brianna, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good.
We just recorded Extra Magic Hour. We talked about some cool stuff. Talked about some Disney parks that you know. Make sure you listen for that to come out on tomorrow night or Friday. Sam, how are you?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here tonight.
Good. Good to have you. Mr. Blurred Hulk, how are you?
Man, I'm fantastic. I'm just recovering from a Disney Plus hangover. So I'm
right.
Enjoying life.
Ethan, how are you, my friend?
I'm well. I'm off tomorrow, so you know, life is good.
Yes. How's Boston?
Boston is good, kid.
Perfect. This brings us to our special guests this week. I was turned on to this podcast, I want to say a couple months ago, and I started listening. I'm like, damn, this is like just like us. And these people are great. And they're so much fun. I mean, there's not many Disney podcasts that when you look in the description, it says explicit. Which I'm thinking, okay, I can totally get behind this. So I want to welcome Ashley and James from the Disney Dependent Podcast. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Ashley, how are you?
I'm doing great. Now that you can hear me, so.
Yeah, we can barely hear you guys. Is there anything you can turn up a little bit more to get a little more sound? Do you have anything to turn up more?
Yeah, I can try. How about now?
There you go.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Much better. All
right. Ooh, yeah.
Hey, there we go. Okay, perfect. My headphones were going out. So what I want to do first, where I first saw you guys actually was on Instagram. You have, it's an Etsy store, right? It's called Dynamite yeah. Goat Trading Company, which I think is probably one of the best names for a Etsy shop if you're a Disney fan and you understand what that means. We all know what that means, right? Dynamite Goat Trading. So tell us how that got started. Tell us how the podcast got started and just kind of tell us about your guys' love for Disney and what got you guys into doing a Disney podcast weekly. Floor is yours.
Yeah. Well, again, thanks for having us. Unfortunately, our microphones are being difficult tonight. So we're sharing a microphone. If you see us passing a microphone, that's why. Yeah. I mean, the Disney love goes back far. You know, I grew up in Southern California. Originally, my dad worked at Disneyland a few different times growing up as a kid, so that started that love. And then during the lockdown era of pandemic, I called my sister and said, "Hey, we got nothing going on, so why don't you come over and we'll just talk about our psycho love for Disneyland and everything Disney." And then that just kind of started to go well. We started to build a pretty rad audience with that, and decided to kind of grow that and pivot that into making our own t-shirts and hoodies. So that's awesome. That's Dynamite Goat Trading Co.
is separate okay. from Disney. Perfect. And you have a Mickey Mouse tattoo, correct?
I do. I actually technically have two because I have that Mickey tattoo.
Uh-huh.
And then I have a partner's statue.
Oh, really?
Oh, right there.
Yeah.
I have one too.
Attaboy. Oh wow, that's great.
That was like when I saw you guys, I'm like, dang, he's got a partner's tattoo. I've only seen one other of those, and it's mine. So that's very cool. So
cool.
The podcast just came out of the pandemic?
Yeah, pretty much. And I do another podcast called Stateside Podcast, which is the name of my music management company, Stateside Management. Okay. So I'm kind of used to podcasting myself. But my sister, Sarah, has never done a podcast. Ashley had never done a podcast. And then we come to find out that both Ash and my sister Sarah are just naturals. Yeah. So that's been really fun to kind of watch them blossom in their own way.
Your show is, go ahead, Ashley. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, James also had a podcast for a long time called Nonversation Station, which I think was another really great name.
Oh, well, right on.
Yes. Where we talked about absolutely nothing. Lots of farts, fart jokes, and
you'll fit, you guys are going to fit in a show perfectly about nothing. Here.
Oh, that's
you guys,
awesome. Yeah,
you guys are going to fit in perfectly here. So again, thank you guys. I've reached out, asked you guys to be on. I appreciate it. Your guys' show is great. The Dia de los Muertos show that you guys just did. Mm-hmm. You guys watched Mr. Boogity, who I don't know who anyone else has watched. I remember watching that when I was younger. I'm like, God dang, these are my people right here, because, you know, and just welcome. Join with us. Thank you. Some fun. We're going to talk some news. We're going to play some games. We have a fun game tonight. We're going to we're going to bring back Mary Kill Chill Disney style, which we've done a few times. So we're going to bring that Love back, that. Which is it's going to get out of hand. That's usually what happens. What was that?
Once we get to our games, it kind of becomes Disney After Dark.
It does, actually. Yeah. Ride that border. We ride that line of explicit. I actually have to go back in and take a bunch of stuff out sometimes. So, but hey, that's what we do. We're nighttime.
We only got kicked off live once, so we're.
Yeah, tonight. We're going to watch the Spider-Man show. We might get kicked off again. So we'll see what happens. But we played the Agatha song when it came out, and Facebook Live just kicked us off. They just said, "You're not on anymore." So David had to argue with Facebook and got us back on. Sam, if you want to handle the comments, if you don't
mind. Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. We have a lot of people out here so far. Mary says sharing is caring. Ethan says first. Yes, Ethan, you were first. Good job.
No, Mary was first. Do not give him that credit.
Nicole says happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday, Nicole.
Happy Wapness Day.
Yeah, this is Wednesday there, though. But greetings, programs. Hello, Danny. Mary said, hello, everyone. Is it Friday yet? It is not Friday yet. No.
I wish.
Hello, Katie. Good to see you. Let's get into our shows real quick and talk about them. Bill is last. I'm sorry, Bill. Welcome, buddy.
Danny loves your tree, Ethan.
Yes.
Thank you.
Lots of comments. Nicole says farts in Disney. Heck yes. That's perfect. And Brian.
Hi, Brian
Lee. What's up, Brian?
Lee from the Earth's Mightiest Weirdos. Did I say that right? Weirdos, yes. Okay. Earth's Mightiest Weirdos podcast. Covering all things Marvel as well. And United We Fan, yeah.
That show, very good.
Okay, so I'm going to say, you get notifications sometimes for a podcast that when they come out. I follow United We Fan on Apple, and I got and I haven't listened to it yet, but I did see a podcast came out last night. It looks like it says NSYNC versus the Backstreet Boys, which, okay. I will be listening to that because
that's a good topic to talk about.
It is a really good topic. So let's talk about our shows real quick. Brianna, what is Extra Magic Hour?
Extra Magic Hour? We recorded a episode, so it will be out this Friday. Extra Magic Hour is our Park Space podcast. We've got people that like to go coast to coast. And so Disneyland, Walt Disney World, we cover it all. So check that out this Friday.
Yes. And then Sam, tell us about Force Friday.
Force Friday is our, I'm going to take what Brianna, how Brianna described it. Are there when you need it?
That's right.
Star Wars show. So as new Star Wars content comes in, Amber and Jade do a great job dissecting it and giving us so much insight. So there's going to be a lot of new things coming for Star Wars in the coming months.
Oh, for sure.
So they're going to have some good things to share with us.
Absolutely. David, tell us about your baby.
Man, oh man, we got the Marvel Tribe. It is the fastest growing all-inclusive fandom of all things Marvel show. I host it with my co-hosts, Brianna and Sam, and we talk everything Marvel. We follow the Disney Plus Marvel series. We break those down. We talk about the movies. And now that it's movie season, we get to actually review and give spoilers and give our theories. And we're going to start actually doing more deep dives onto some of the characters, because some of you guys don't know the characters like Sean, which is great. It's actually great. It gives us a chance to, like I said, we're all inclusive. I don't care if you're a comic book head from the from the 80s, 90s, 2000s, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, oh my God, we're getting X-Men 97 back. Oh, it's coming back. Or you're just a brand new fan. You just started with Disney Plus or the Marvel movies and stuff. It's for everybody. So come check us out.
Okay.
And Sean, we want you back on. We need you to come on more often. So it's
possible.
Sean is our Nick Fury. He keeps us organized in PG-13.
I try my best, but that's okay. I will definitely do what I can, see what I can do to come back on every now and then for sure. I miss it. We'll come back and we'll get back to it. And I can ask some more stupid questions to give you guys something to talk about, because that's what we do. Let's get into our news from our friends at the DisneySider.com. We are brought to you by DisneySider.com, which gives you all of your Disney news. Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, you name it, they cover everything on their Hulu. We're going to talk about, some Disney content tonight, Disney Plus content. Vishon was the tops for the tribe.
Yes,
thank you, Brian. Appreciate that. So I want to get into that. Make sure, like I said, keep in touch with us here for the next couple of weeks. We're going to be having the Disney Insider Awards coming up. Skylar and Derek will be coming back on. A few things coming up on our shows. Brian Collins reached out, wants to be back on. I want to have him back on. I want to have him back on because when he was on, my computer went down and I didn't get to talk to him. So I'm really looking forward to actually talking to Brian because I'm in a place now where I have really good Wi-Fi. So thank you, tcchevy.com, for that. But and then also Jeremy Goff, who has been on a few times and done, he did our summer kickoff, did our fall sing-along. He will be back on December 15th for our holiday for a holiday concert, which will I think will be fun. And let's get into some news. What
is it, a sing-along?
I mean, if you want, you can sing along. I know you love to sing, so
works for me.
Let's get into some news. Who's got the first news story?
I do. The Doctor Strange movie that is highly anticipated by our friends over at the Marvel Tribe just did some massive reshoots. So essentially what I gathered from this article, and I'm sure David and Sam and Brianna will be able to speak a little bit more about this, but essentially what they did was they said, yeah, we need to do some major reshort shoots with all the major characters. So this multiverse movie just got a little bit wider in terms of spectrum and what they can cover. So it'd be really interesting to see. It's a very highly anticipated movie. And I think that this major reshoot has a lot to do with just wanting to upkeep with all the other things that maybe are going on. And I'm not sure. What do you guys think of that?
I think part of it is there are a lot of rumors that came out, and Marvel doesn't want to play into our hands necessarily. They, you know, want to keep us in suspense. So I think that they may be changing a little bit of their initial storyline because we kind of figured things out.
Yeah,
I could be wrong.
Ashley and James, are you guys Marvel fans?
Yeah, we're not like super duper fans, but what's not to like? Yeah,
you should listen to the Marvel Tribe. They'll make you super duper fans.
Yeah, the person that mixes and edits our podcast, her name is Deanna, and she's just a Marvel psychopath, and she knows everything about that in Star Wars.
Oh, that's awesome.
So she's our expert. Yeah,
and then there's Sarah, who knows almost nothing, so she's just like going glassy-eyed while Deanna talks about stuff. So we run the full spectrum of Marvel.
Good. Yeah, we're the same way. We go from me and Ethan, who are kind of in the lower, you know, we like Wanda because Wanda turned us on to Marvel, you know, and then you have David.
Wanda turned you on to Marvel.
Okay. I see how it is.
Okay. Okay, yes. And Brian here says that Wanda isn't a villain. That's not the reshoots.
So they're doing, I mean, so it's not uncommon to do research shoots, but they've actually slated like 6 weeks of reshoots. A lot of it has to do, and you know, Benedict Cumberbatch, there's some scheduling stuff. And so there were some pieces they're already scheduled to do some research shoots at the end of this year. But the scale of reshoots that they're doing, I'm willing to kind of take a guess that they might be adding some interesting things to this and stuff. There's, you know, there's a rumor mill and stuff like, hey, we may fast track some mutants and stuff and do some other things that we can play that may come out a little bit later and stuff. And this movie is probably the best time to do that. So. Yeah. So yeah, I say why not? They already pushed it back because of, you know, COVID reasons and stuff. So this was a perfect time for them to do those major reshoots. So I'm yeah. So
yeah,
we'll see what comes of that.
Brianna, what do you think?
David, wait, sorry, Brianna, not to interrupt, but David, did you say Fast Track Mutants?
I didn't say anything. No, I don't know what you're talking about,
David.
What?
Do you want to say his name, or are you going to make me say it?
Oh, come on.
So first, oh my God, seriously, in front of the guests, in front of, okay. Yes. I can't even say his name. It's the guy who wears the little Speedo. I forgot his name. I don't even know. So
for shame. Sorry. Yep. Brianna, what do you think?
I'm sorry. When David said mutants, I saw Sam's eyes go up and she unmuted her mic and I knew it was coming.
So for those who don't know, who hasn't been following us, especially our new guests here, Sam has a really unhealthy fandom for Namor. He's the Submariner. He's the, you know, he's virtually the Marvel version of Aquaman. You know, he runs around in bikini underwear.
Okay, but he came before Aquaman, just throwing that out there.
Okay, but on the big screen, it's Aquaman. That's just kind of how that works in pop culture. So
Nicole says, Mr. Hulk, say it.
Namor, yeah. We're going to get some hints of Namor. We got Black Panther 2 coming out. They're, you know, Wakanda and the city of Atlantis under the sea. They're definitely two kingdoms that, you know, are known to kind of rival and team up and everything else in between. And why not? They're, you know, we may get something from Doctor Strange too, but I don't know what that
no,
is.
No, I definitely have been saying for over a year that he's going to. It's gonna
yeah,
be
no, I agree. Too. I didn't want to mention. So Brian Lee said he wouldn't be in Doctor Strange 2. I agree 100% with you, Brian. Okay. I just know that we may get some hints of some things and stuff that may involve introductions to mutants later and stuff with the you know, the madness of the multiverse. So we'll see. But no, Namor. Yeah,
Brianna, thoughts.
Yeah, like going back to the movie. Yeah, so it's like, yeah, six weeks is what they're scheduling these reshoots for. So this is a lot that they're shooting. My hope is just that it continues, that it's not going to hurt the flow of the movie, whatever they're trying to do. I mean, Marvel rarely disappoints me, so I have faith, but when I see something that large, it literally sounds like two separate movies that are going to be smashed together.
Yeah, it's yeah.
I have a quick question for our Marvel nerd, because I'm not, but
called you all nerds. I heard.
What'd you call me? Marvel,
okay, but I'm sort of curious, like with a movie like this, where there are so many different dimensions, so many different multiverses that you're dealing with. Would you like to see an alternative ending that plays out further into, like, would you like to see alternative endings for a movie like this? I guess that's ultimately the question.
So, yeah, obviously, yeah. I mean, it would make for, I mean, yeah. I would like to see alternative endings and stuff. Mm-hmm. Give you the kind of options to see which way they're going to go, and kind of, I would leave them as opaque and vague as human as possible and stuff, because I think this fandom kind of thrives on the mystery of what's coming and what's happening and stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, answer your question. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I'd like to see that.
Disney dependent, any last thoughts on the reshoots?
I was just thinking that with the alternative endings thing, my first thought was like, oh, you mean like the ending of Clue, the movie from the 90s or 80s or whatever it was?
Yeah.
And I'm like, they could totally pull that off. Yeah, oh, I mean,
totally.
I love the idea of alternate endings, just, I mean, for just seeing what plays well beforehand and like test audiences, but also like they could just fully lay that out as like, there's just different alternate endings that you could have, and they could easily sell that well.
I think that would make a great game, a great video game, like a choose your own adventure type thing, yeah, where it's like you're basically like in your own multiverse.
Yep.
Before we move on, go ahead, James. I'm sorry.
Oh no, I was just gonna say that because I run all this stuff through the filter of being a Disneyland fan specific, that I wonder how all this always affects the parks.
Yep.
You know, and have you guys been to Avengers Campus yet?
I have. Me and David and Brianna have. Yes.
Okay. All of the Marvel stuff is like so well done in the campus that my guess is anything they do, whether it's 6 weeks of reshoots or whatever, it's going to be rad no matter what happens.
Absolutely.
That's because I'm kind of a casual Marvel fan. So I'm just like, I wonder what they're going to do with the park.
That's all I'm gonna think. So we also have to keep in mind, too, that Kevin Feige has created, we've heard this in Loki. It's the sacred canon timeline of what the MCU is. And so all of these movies, even though they're independent, they're put out differently and stuff, they do have to tie together to make sure that canon does flow. So there could be some things, and I'm not about to throw shade at Sony, because we got Spider-Man coming out and there's a partnership. We don't fully own them, and then Sony has also, have some other characters that are Marvel that they're bringing about, and so there may be some of that too, as far as creating this multiverse and making sure things are canonized and it streams in a very cohesive way that you can understand, that doesn't leave the fans confused as to what reality is real, what am I following? So it could be that. It could be that they may have pre-screened the movie and they're just clearing up some confusion as well too. So there's that possibility.
Bottom line, if the reshoots are going to give us more Wanda, let's go. Next story.
The evil Wanda.
I approve.
Well, I'm sure that you would like more Wanda in this next topic, because it's about adult content coming to Disney Plus, but not in that sense. So there's a Bob versus Bob battle going on, because the European market has spread to more adult content on Disney Plus in a section called Star. Latin America and the United States have not gone that way yet, because they are still trying to keep those things on like Hulu. And then it's Star Plus in Latin America. But eventually Hulu is either going to be incorporated into Disney Plus, or they're going to get rid of it and have a different section on Disney Plus for adult content like you would find on Hulu. Bob Iger does not necessarily want that for the States. Bob Iger is saying he would prefer it to remain family friendly. And Bob Chapek is saying, no, it's going to be expanded. So I guess it's just a matter of time. But I mean, it makes sense. Like they were struggling to get European viewers on Disney Plus, because there were a lot of childless adults that didn't want the kid-friendly content, and so they had to give them that option in order to get subscribers. So it's working for them in Europe, and I mean eventually they're going to put everything together here too.
Yeah, absolutely. Brian, have a good night, buddy. Thanks for popping in, we appreciate it. Earth's Mightiest Weirdos and United We Fan anywhere you can get your podcast. Thanks for stopping by. Bob Chapek's going to win. He's the CEO now. So it's going to go that way. We just have to understand that, Bob. James, so
you don't think there's a kind of a Bush Cheney kind of relationship going on here and stuff, where Cheney's in the background kind of pulling the.
Yes.
Well, yeah, Bob Iger is here now as what's his actual title?
He's chairman, right?
Chairman.
Yeah, he's a chairman.
He's the chairman, but Chapek is now the
CEO.
CEO. And I think, and I've said this many times on the show, I think Chapek got dealt a really bad deal. He became the CEO the first month of COVID. And they're like, here you go, you deal with this. And Bob Chapek walks out. Bob Iger walks out and says, okay, he's going to take over. And yeah, I did a great job, but now it's all going to go to shit.
No, a lot of people don't realize, though, that Chapek was getting a lot of direction from Iger very early on.
Yeah.
Most of the things that he was doing were coming from Iger.
But I think all of this is, I just want Deadpool on Disney Plus. That's all I want. Deadpool is my ultimate favorite Marvel character. So, yeah. And I want, like James talks about Avengers Campus, I will love the day. I don't care if it's for 2 hours a day that Deadpool is in Avengers Campus. It will be the best thing ever. I don't think it will ever happen, but it needs to happen. That's just my opinion. What do you guys think about adult content on Disney Plus, Disney dependent? We'll start with you guys first.
Yeah, and just to finish the Bob Chapstick conversation. I was really doing this just to be funny. We talk about this all the time. You see, there's a common thing amongst Disney fandom to follow kind of trends, which is fine. That's part of being a fan. But I think it's a weird trend to be very negative about something that we all love so much. And it's like, I don't want to just be a loyal Disney guy to the end of the earth and just be a corporate guy and say yes to everything. But I think this is all for fun, for crying out loud. We put stupid Mickey ears on our head. I'm 38 years old. I go to Disneyland. I'm like, wee. I mean, this is all just for shoots and giggles anyway.
Right.
So who cares? Like, don't get that upset about this. You know, like, so many people are like legitimately bummed about Bob Chap, whatever his name is. And I just don't think it matters so much.
Paycheck.
Yeah. Bob Paycheck. Bob Paycheck. I mean, there's been some questionable decisions for sure. We all know what they are, but, you know, write the comment and move on, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people get pretty, like, legitimately upset about it.
That's fair.
Anyway,
Ashley, anything?
I don't think it's going to be any surprise that the explicit Disney podcast is very much okay with adult content. Bring it on.
Like, that makes sense.
There's no way that they could do anything that I would think was questionable. I'm a little out there. But I mean, even when I'm thinking about like my family and like teens and little kids that we have in our family, like they love Deadpool, for instance. Mm-hmm. Love, love, love. And they're not like super, like, you know, out there in any way. They're like a normal traditional family.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think people can handle it. It's kind of like the alcohol thing with the parks where it's like, no, we have to keep it pure. It's, you know, it's family only. Yeah.
It's what, you know, Walt would want.
Walt would want.
Walt loved to drink and smoke. So, I mean, that's
me. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All of those early Disney company guys are all just degenerates, just trying their best.
Yeah,
I think this like sanctity of it's a weird thing. I mean, there's a level to it. Like, I don't want it to turn into a rock concert. Like,
sure,
there should be a difference for sure. But yeah, we're fine with the more adult type of concert, for sure.
I mean, it is a parent's responsibility to pay attention to what their child is consuming. And if you're going to use Disney Plus 100%. As a babysitter, then that may be a parenting issue rather than.
Yes.
Speaking of.
Says the kindergarten teacher.
Okay, you talked about Disney Plus being a babysitter. Did anyone here watch the Simpsons short?
I did. Yeah. So good. It was good.
That was so good. Mary says people have to complain no matter what. They're happy if they aren't complaining, and they're happy when they are complaining. Yes. That's so true.
Just so true, Mary.
Yeah.
That's exactly well said. That's what I was trying to say.
Anyone else have comments on
Mary? Some of us are just happy no matter what.
I like that.
Go ahead, Brian.
I'm struggling to see what the downside
exactly.
of putting this content on exactly. Disney Plus is.
Like, that would be a Bob Iger question.
Like, I can't wrap my brain about, like, why not? Like, every other streaming service serves a wide variety of ages. Mm-hmm. There are parental controls for a reason. There is a child's, like, profile for a reason.
Yep.
The adults are the ones paying for it. The adults, like, they know where their audience is.
And, like, Mary says... Disney Plus, my kid can watch that. Get her off YouTube, though. These kids are watching far worse on YouTube.
Oh, yep.
Sure are. Yep. And let's not kid ourselves. It's not like the original Disney content was super bright. And I mean, some of the stuff is based off really dark fairy tales and folklore. I mean, all of
Brothers
Disney.
Grimm.
Yeah.
I'm still scared of Pinocchio, so.
No doubt.
Dude. Well, I mean, what a nightmare of a story.
Brianna doesn't like puppets.
No, that is true. I
also... I'm with you, Brianna.
Or the Muppets.
You like.
She doesn't like the Muppets. Despises
I'm
them.
Neutral on the Muppets. Yeah.
David, growing. Ethan, anything on this topic?
Go ahead, David.
Go ahead, man. I'm just gonna say this. All right, it's good for a conversation, but the truth of the matter is, it's not gonna change. They can release it all tomorrow. They can put everything they want to put on there. And by this time next year, everyone who was complaining or who's going to complain in the next week or two after they release it aren't going to say anything. They're just going to accept it. It's a way of life, and it is. It's a change. It's in the direction that Disney is going. Their mm-hmm. fandom is growing up. I mean, yeah. I've been a Disney fan just like some of you guys since we were children. We grow up, our taste grows up just like the new generations, and there's room for all. So it really is. I mean, it's an artificial hot topic, I think. Yeah. And I think we need to get away from those. I mean, like I said, it's good to have a conversation. You can talk about it all you want and stuff, but at the end of the day, it's not going to change anything. And I think I personally think it's a good thing. You're still going to pay for it. They're not going to take a huge impact. It's not going to be one of those moves where it's so detrimental that they're going to walk it back and remove it. If they go that way, which it looks like they're going to, I mean, the CEO wants to go that way. That's where we're going. So,
Ethan,
I'm looking forward to the day that I can watch on Disney Plus. I can watch Hulu. I can watch ESPN. It comes down to parenting and setting up parental controls. My parents, who are not tech savvy, when I was like 12 or 13, had parental controls. They knew how to set them up. They set up a pin pad, like channel 69. You could knock it on there. You could see like parts of it. Oh, to get the
right.
Everybody. So. Parent your children. Make sure they're not watching the stuff that you don't want to watch.
You're absolutely right.
That simple. So put everything on one platform. Make it easier to use. It'll be an even better app.
Absolutely, Mary. Just be a parent. Keep an eye on your kids. Same thing Sam was saying. So it's and Brenda says, "Hi, Brenda. How are you?" Hey, exactly what Ethan said.
And by the way, per what Mary just said and what you just said, Ethan, this applies to all Disney. Fandom. I mean, the Disney parks are no different. Mm-hmm. I mean, a little 5-year-old maybe shouldn't go crush Incredicoaster right off the bat. That's just that's maybe as a parent something you should decide. I've seen some 5-year-olds crush
my 5-year-old would.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Are they tall enough?
No, but no. If she was,
she would. If she would.
Like Slinky Dog, she's like, let's do it again. Let's go fast. Let's do it again.
Slinky Dog is a flawless little ride. I mean, what an adorable little ride.
But when you put a 3-year-old on it and they're like cheering their lungs off, then it's kind of cute.
I just learned from Extra Magic Hour that she can actually eat dinner in the castle. So I really need to go to Walt Disney World, I think. So that's,
we went in February. And for the first time ever. And we had so much fun.
What park's better, though? Disneyland or Walt Disney World?
Oh, God.
Oh, let's not do that. Yeah. Sean, come on.
I agree with you 1,000%.
No, I mean, I'm just being arrogant. Disneyland specific is better than Magic Kingdom specific, I would say. But Disney World offers things that Disneyland physically can't offer. Mm-hmm. I mean, Animal Kingdom is one of the coolest art installations I've ever seen in my entire life. Right. I've toured a lot in bands. I've been around the world. Like, I've seen a bunch of stuff. And Animal Kingdom is unbelievably cool.
Well,
I can appreciate that answer. As a Walt Disney World fan, I can appreciate that answer.
Yeah. Also, Brenda's my favorite. She says world.
So my life partner there, Brenda, saying Disney World. And Disneyland is obviously the favorite. So we're going to have some conversations. So.
Okay. I love it.
West side. All right. Let us know how that goes. Let us know how that goes. Okay.
I'm going to lose anyway. Brianna. That's how that goes. So.
All right. So Taika Waititi is going to voice a mystery character in the new Buzz Lightyear. Lightyear. I was like, what's it called? Lightyear.
Trailer? What? Can someone explain to me what is the point? What's the story of that movie? Can anyone?
Who cares? It looks great.
No, it does look great, but like it's based off a make-believe toy It's like Inception. It's hurting my
head. I think it's like, okay, so I think it's like light, like the light year, the character is who the action figure is based off of. Yeah. So they're giving you the backstory of who they... Deep.
There you go.
Pass the joint.
But Taika Waititi doing anything is great. I hope he does the voice of Korg, because I think that's...
That would be good.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But I don't think he will, but I mean... He's great. You know, he's also in The Mandalorian. He's a character in Mandalorian too. He's all over the place.
We adore Taika. The Thor Ragnarok.
That's the best Thor movie.
Best Thor ever.
Yeah. For me, it might be my favorite Marvel movie. Is that probably accurate?
Yeah. I think we watched that the most.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. It's just fun. It's just a good time.
Good old time. For sure.
All right. Anyone else have thoughts on that before we move on to our next story? We got lots to cover still.
Cool.
We're having a good conversation though, so I'm enjoying this. This is fun.
Yeah, me too.
Good. Next, anyone? I'll take the silence as no. We'll move on to the next story. Next story is my story. If you want to check this amazing story out by this amazing author on the DisneySider.com, it's talking about
Dempsey.
How do you get rid of someone on here? Gotcha. I did an article the other day for DisneySider.com, and they talk about Toontown, which I think is the most underutilized waste of space in a theme park, being Toontown.
100%.
I think what they're going to do is amazing. What they're going to do is they're going to expand it. Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, I can never say it fast, I have to say it slow, is coming in 2023. They're doing is they're reimagining the whole land of Toontown, which I think is brilliant. They're going to put basically a park in there. They're going to put like an interactive water fountain for kids to play with, which will light up at night. A place for it's designed as a place for people with young kids to take and just let them relax. Which, if you know, when Disneyland first opened, there was so much open space where the Matterhorn is was just a big hill. That kids would sit there with their parents would sit there with their kids and have lunch and do picnics there. And that's what this looks like they're going to do. They're expanding it. I don't think they're going to take much out. They might take out Goofy's house from what I saw and just add this called Centennial Park. So it's just going to be a place for kids to play and have fun and to relax, which is great because Toontown needs a makeover. The new attraction is going to be a huge upgrade for the entire Disneyland park. Cause I have not been on that, but I've heard that Runaway Railway is amazing. Yeah. And it's going to be great to see that. So Toontown will close in March of 2022 and reopen early 2023. I'm hoping it all opens together with their speculation that they might open Toontown first, then the ride. But I kind of hope they would do it all together. So I think that, and Nicole makes a comment saying, she says, I love that they're bringing back an area for small children to explore safely with some freedom. Go ahead.
Does your guys' Dumbo have a playground?
No.
Okay. So like where Toontown used to be at Walt Disney World is over by where like Barnstormer is and like Dumbo and stuff. So like there is like an indoor playground for kids to play with. And there's like the circus tent area, like Big Top souvenirs and stuff. Like that circus area is where Toontown used to be. So they kind of did a similar thing. And they've got the Dumbo playground.
Right.
Yeah, they've got the water, interactive water area there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Do Walt Disney World fans, do they like that area? Do Walt Disney World fans like that area? Because I thought it was pretty cool. It looked just like a little circus. It was pretty neat.
I have heard a lot of people say they wish Toontown would come back.
Well,
interesting.
But my daughter personally loves the area. Like she loves Barnstormer, loves the playground at Dumbo. I don't ever let her go on the splash pad because I don't want to deal with wet clothes in the park unless it's like I have to because of rain.
Yeah.
But yeah, even just sitting there and just like letting her run around because they have to behave like when they're in the park and like they have to walk and not run into people and like to just let them be kids for a little bit is good.
Yeah. Brenda says that her daughter loved the playground at Dumbo. Mm. Mary says that I liked Mickey's house. That's one thing I like about Toontown. Toontown, basically, I think there's you have Goofy's house, you have Donald's house, you have Mickey's house, which is kind of like you go behind the scenes of his movie filming. You get to meet Mickey and do a picture. But like Toontown has always been just that's Toontown. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm excited they're doing this.
We always avoid that area, especially during the day.
Yeah.
It's very
There's no trees. There's no trees at all.
It's very sticky. You know, a lot of two-year-olds just rubbing their snot all over. I'm pretty sure that's where COVID started too.
the honey wall Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah. Exactly. It's I'm looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to a, like you said, because Brianna and James and Ashley and myself and David have been to Disneyland. So, you know, it's going to be cool to have something cool there. And I, and it's then 2023 will be the 30th anniversary of Toontown as well. So I think it's a good timing for them to do all this.
Dude, and that attraction, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, just simply too long of a name. That attraction is also in my mind, a flawless Disney attraction.
Yeah.
And I think it's, for me, it's on the top, maybe top five of my favorite attractions at Walt Disney World. Maybe ever. I think it's perfect. I really, really enjoy that.
I'm looking forward to it.
Did you guys see it with the pre-show?
Mm-mm. No. We've heard that's a huge thing.
It ties it in so
really?
Of a sudden it all makes sense.
What is the pre-show? Can you describe it?
Yeah, it's basically Mickey and Minnie are going on a picnic, and they bring a pie, and the pie lands into Goofy's train and causes it to malfunction, and they're stopped at a railway, and you get to go in and like, oh, come on in and go on the train with me. So it's pretty cool.
It's great. I mean, the technology is incredible. I mean, that part where you feel like you're falling down the waterfall or whatever that part is, it's unbelievable, and it's on par with kind of like the trackless attraction for Rise of the Resistance. You know, I mean, it's that same.
Like you're on a Zumba.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you are on a Zumba. That's right. No, Roomba. And it's Zumba, super.
A Roomba.
Yes.
Roomba, Zumba, it's all good. Brianna, David, thoughts?
So Toontown was my very first trip to Disneyland. That is like 90% of my memories is being at Toontown and meeting all the characters. So I'm really glad that it's not going away, but like as an adult going back, it's always just kind of sad there now. Mm-hmm. Like half the places are closed. Like if there's like food or other things, like everything's closed because there's like five people around. And so I'm really glad that they could revamp it and hopefully it will bring back more. Also with the ride, I love Runaway Railway. It's one of those rides too, where you can often just, if you sit in a different car, like you get a bit of a different experience each time. So it's fun to have different seats.
Cool. What's the better seat? Front or back?
I honestly, the last time we rode in the very last car and I liked it. I saw more in some sections, and then there was another section where I saw less. So like literally there's just like different places where I caught more being in the back. And then, the one section that's where it like turns all into water, where you're like going underwater, that part you kind of miss a little bit if you're in one of the back ones. And you're not even in the back that long because the cars separate, but, just Which when you're incredible. In different sections. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm 100% behind Danny's comment here that they should add Lester's Possum Park and a power line show.
Yes.
Yes, they should. And it should be at Interventions at Disneyland because that building is just a big wasted building. That's just my opinion. But David, any thoughts before we go on to something you're probably excited about?
No, I'm not. I'm the same. I just echo what you know everyone else said. They need to expand it more. There's been a lot of sections where it's just like it's closed down in this part and here, and I'm a huge fan that they're going to say let's just expand it, let's add some more areas and stuff where kids can just be a kid, and it's just it's my first experience too. We get to meet the characters and stuff. You know that's a guaranteed thing you're going to get. You can go through the whole park and not really meet anyone, but you go to Toontown, you're going to see somebody. So I'm a huge fan. I'm glad they're expanding it. So finally. So.
Yes. Perfect. So that's our news. Make sure to check out the DisInsider.com for all your Disney news. Make sure to check out Derek and Skyler's show, the Dis Insider Show. And I want to get on to, we're going to talk about the trailer that dropped last night, Spider-Man No Way Home trailer.
Oh, heck yeah.
My Marvel tribe up there on the top will, I'm sure they're excited about this. There's so many different questions about this.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh,
okay, right. We're gonna watch it, and I have many questions about this. So let's go ahead and watch this real quick, and then we're gonna go a little bit late tonight, guys. Just so we have a game after this too. So hope everyone's okay with that. Ethan, you okay?
Yes,
you're
sir.
Off tomorrow. You'll be fine. Okay. Here we go. Can you hear it?
Yep.
Okay.
Ever since I got bit by that spider, I've only had 1 week where my life has felt normal. That was when you found out.
When you botched that spell where you wanted everyone to forget the Peter Parker Spider-Man, we started getting some visitors. From every universe.
Oh, yeah.
Look at David, just big old smile. Oh, yeah.
You're not Peter Parker.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Dr. Otto Octavius.
Wait, no, seriously, what's your actual name?
There are others out there. We need to send them back. So, Scooby-Doo this crap.
You know, all this is kind of your mess. I know a couple of magic words myself, starting with the word please.
Please, Scooby-Doo this crap.
It's not Doctor Strange. I'm sorry.
They're flying out into the darkness to fight ghosts.
What do you mean?
They all die fighting Spider-Man. It's their fate. I'm sorry, kid.
Yeah, me too.
Don't.
Look, there has to be another way.
There isn't. They're a danger to our universe.
You're not gonna take this away from me.
You're struggling to have everything you want while the world tries to make you choose. This is all my fault. I can't save everyone.
They're starting to come through, and I can't stop them.
December
17th, exclusively in movie theaters. Tickets on sale November 29th. Hey. Spider Monday.
Man.
Man, that looks cool.
I have a couple questions, and I'll go to the end. The purple. Is that Agatha?
No. That's the multiverse. No, I'm telling you, no, that's not Agatha.
Okay,
that's the multiverse that's expanding and merging into our world here. So,
our MCM.
Yep, the MCM.
Okay, all right.
Which does not stand for Man Crush Monday anymore, because that's the last thing I would call Spider-Man.
Yeah. I did notice something that it reminded me of the new attraction at Avengers Campus. Did you guys notice that the kind of like bus shuttle situation? Because that's the ride vehicle at Avengers Campus.
Oh, it does make sense. Yeah, from,
but it's definitely in this new movie.
Yeah, I'm so excited for this. Ethan, Brianna, Sam, David, what do you guys think?
Oh, I thought you got more questions and stuff.
Oh, I do have more questions.
So looks good.
My other question is the scene where it shows all of the characters, all of the bad guys, Sandman, Lizard, Electro, all there together, and you have Spider-Man by himself coming after. Speculation is all over Twitter and all over everything that they did an Endgame on us here and actually edited out the other two. Do you believe that's true?
Yeah, oh, 100%. In fact, I'll tell you exactly.
I could job whoever edited out Toby and Andrew. Yes. Yeah.
I'll tell you exactly the part, because they didn't do a very good job editing out. The part where you see Lizard actually jumping across the screen to fight, he is so far off from Tom Holland's Spider-Man. And you also see him kind of turn like he just missed somebody to fight with. Right. So it had, so they CGI that out for the trailer. It looks awkward when you actually look at that scene. So I implore you guys, if you guys haven't seen that part, watch it. You know that they, you know, they definitely did an in-game kind of edit out for that. Sure. So not saying it's, you know, Toby or Andrew or anything like that, but it's somebody they don't want us to see yet. So.
Do you guys like Tom Holland as Spider-Man, as Marvel Spider-Man people? Yeah.
I think he's the best Spider-Man.
So for me, and we had this conversation too. So I love Toby.
Yeah,
I love Toby as Peter Parker. Because he just embodies that geek quality that what Spider-Man was. And I love Tom Holland as Spider-Man. So
interesting. Danny has the answer to your question. He said Lizard got punched by John Cena.
That's why we couldn't see him.
You can't see him. So that totally makes sense.
Yep.
Any other thoughts on this before we get on to our fun-filled game?
No, we have. I mean,
I'm just trying to do a quick search to see how long it is, because I'll be curious. Movies right now just seem to be like such a cinematic experience that I'll be really curious to see how long this movie will be, how long they expect people to sit in the seats. Because I know everyone will sit as long as possible, but the fear that I have is that regardless of how long you end up sitting, you always want more. So I just hope they do a good job telling the story and making sure it's all put out properly. That I think will be a big task moving forward with Marvel, because Endgame was like almost 3 hours.
Right. Well, Eternals was 2 hours and 40 minutes, I believe, wasn't it?
Correct.
Yep. Or something like that. It was pretty long too. Tom Holland did say in an event last night that this is the most like cinematic, mind blowing movie experience that he's ever been a part of. And he was part of
it. Yeah, I mean, you can tell looking at the trailers, like it's amazing. It's going to be amazing. And I'm saying that.
Right.
That's actually Brianna, one. Oh, just quick before I move past this thing, that's actually one thing that as a sort of casual Marvel fan that I find to be kind of overwhelming is the amount of characters, the amount of stories, the amount of timelines. And now that we have like, you can, what was it called? The multiverse?
The multiverse. Yeah.
Yeah. It gets like really overwhelming. And I think my favorite movies are when they just kind of focus on a story. They just focus on Thor, and this is Thor's world, and occasionally we'll tie in some other stuff. But some of the ones that they try to involve every single character. And
Have you seen Eternals yet?
No.
That movie is a lot of that. It's a lot of, of all the characters, but you need that to make that story. So, I mean, it's a good movie.
Right, like for Avengers and stuff, that makes sense, because it's literally about a team of people. So I get all that, and they did that flawlessly. I love all of those Avengers movies, but... Anyway, I just wanted to say that because I'm curious if this new one is going
to
be like that.
Ashley, you have anything to add?
I'm just stoked to see Alfred Molina again.
Yes. Doc Ock. Yes. Doc Ock. My God, I love that guy.
Brianna with all the arms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And man, they actually, they're getting pretty good with their de-aging software and stuff. Like I it was kind of questionable when they did Captain Marvel with Nick Fury. And I'm like, okay, Sam Jackson de-age. But with Doc Ock, Octavius, man, that's the Doc Ock that I remember. So
we need to get some of that for us.
Honestly, I talked about this before when we couldn't get a trailer, when we were all begging for one. I would have gone into this movie without seeing a trailer. I was going to watch this movie no matter what, and they really delivered with this trailer. The first one was fine, and I did not become more excited. This one I have, like, so I am really ready to watch this movie now.
Absolutely.
So we are going to move on. David, really quick, just real quick, give us a little quick shout out to our sponsor.
So I gotta tell you guys this. now that we are really living in the multiverse and in the real world, we're living in the metaverse now, for those who don't know. Well, actually, I don't really know if you could take, you can travel to the metaverse with these people, but if you can, it's worth for you to call and check it out. So the, you know, whether it's the multiverse, metaverse, or just Earth, you know, that we're currently on, find a destination. You know, you want to have some enjoyment. This is the pandemic. We've been saving our pennies and our energy and just social distancing and everything else. And I think we have it down to where we can travel. We kind of can safely do things. And but the one thing you don't want to do is have to book all this on your own. So I suggest you have someone else do it, kind of like a concierge service, you know, how the rich people do it, you know, and so for you don't have to pay them to do that. So all I got to say is this, whether you're traveling into the multiverse or you're traveling into the metaverse or you're traveling to Disneyland, which is better than Disney World, no matter where you're going, make sure you get you some and book with our sponsors. And you guys want to tell them who the sponsors are?
Getaway Today. You can find them at 1-800-GETAWAY or getawaytoday.com. Tell them Walt's Apartment sent you. And
click
tell
the link in our show here.
Yes. And tell them David said to get you some.
We're here to get us some.
So we're I would just like to apologize to David because last week Sean made me try to impersonate you.
No warning either, just here.
And it was terrible. I'm so sorry.
She did lean back in her chair, though.
And I did.
Okay, right on. You got to lean. You got to lean in.
All right, so we are going over, but we're going to have this fun kick-ass game, which we played this a few times on here, and it kind of gets out of control sometimes. So we have – we're going to play Disney version of Mary, which obviously means you'd marry. Chill means you would –
chill.
Just hang out.
Disney and then obviously Plus and –
kill.
Yeah,
one's got to go. So we will go. I have a few of these, and we'll go. Ladies can pick some, and we'll do the guys can do some here, or hopefully our people watching will do some. And the first one up is for the ladies. So that would be Brianna, Sam, and Ashley. So you can marry, chill, or kill. And here are your three choices. You have Peter Pan, Pinocchio, and Olaf. Ashley, since you're our guest, who would you marry, chill, and kill?
Kill Pinocchio. Chill with Olaf. Marry Peter.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Sam, how about you?
I have to agree. Pinocchio, he can go away. Actually, I would have killed all of them, to be completely honest. But I mean, Olaf is a snowman, so obviously he's going to be the most chill. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if you're with Peter Pan, you never have to grow up. So
that's fair too. Yep. Brianna, how about you?
I think I'm gonna have to agree. I mean, I already talked about how I was scared of Pinocchio, so gone. yeah, I'm gonna chill with Olaf and marry Peter Pan.
I thought this would go a completely different way, but
I did too. Actually, my eighth grade like Spidey senses is like, man.
No, I thought when I wrote that, this was going,
and you're good to go. But
yep, I completely thought that was going to go a completely different way for so many different reasons.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about that Snow White meme.
Yeah,
where she's like, lied to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That one. Yes.
Wow.
Tori says, marry Peter Pan, kill Olaf, and marry Peter Pan, chill with Olaf, and kill Pinocchio.
It's the only way to go.
Same as our women panelists here. Nicole says, very PG answers.
they were.
So, fellas, this one's for us.
Hey.
And got three here. So, here, marry, kill, or chill with Tinkerbell, Miss Minutes, or Merryweather.
I don't know who Miss Minutes is.
Oh no.
She's from Loki.
She's a little
orange clock from
She's like the animated clock lady.
She's right here.
She's right there in Sam's picture there. Okay. Yeah.
She's got a southern accent.
She does. That's all of her charm is her accent. Oh. So James, go ahead and give us your answer first.
I think I So Meriwether's the fairy godmother? Is that
Cinderella, I believe, yes. I just typed in names last night and was
Okay. I'll chill with Tinkerbell just because she's a little you know what.
Right.
And then I guess I'll probably have to marry Meriwether. She's a little old, but yeah. She's like solid, I think. And then I'm gonna
experience can
kick rocks.
She's experienced, and she's older. So I mean, you have that going for you. So you
that's right.
Be as married as long. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. I'm the same way, rather. I agree with you exactly on those. So I would chill with Tinkerbell, marry Meriwether, and kill Miss Minutes. So Ethan, how about you, bud?
Dang, I'm gonna marry Tinkerbell. I'm gonna chill with Miss Minutes, and I'm gonna kill Meriwether.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Okay.
Ages.
She's old.
Ages.
Man.
Nice. Like old people.
Yeah, she had a full life, I guess.
I can chill with her for as long as I want, and Tinkerbell, I can marry that. I'm cool. With that.
I feel like Tinkerbell would be such a pain in the ass every day.
She's the ultimate clingy. Manic pixie dream girl. That's like, you think that you want it, you're like, God damn, get it away from me.
That's right.
I feel like that's people. That's that. That whole like annoying. That's anybody who has to deal with me on a daily basis.
Okay.
Ironically, my nickname was Tinkerbell. Yeah.
No. David, how about you, buddy?
All right, keep this PG. I'm marrying Tink. She's feisty and stuff. I'm chilling. Unlike Ethan, I'm chilling with Meriwether. You know, old people, they got wisdom and everything else. Just be stories for days. So
teach you a few
I'm
lessons.
chilling with Meriwether, and I'm definitely killing Miss Minutes, especially when she's scared the crap out of everybody. In that, spoiler alert, but in absolutely. That one scene, so she can die.
Mary says that Meriwether has a magic wand, though, so that's true.
She can make all your dreams come true.
She could.
Mm-hmm.
Danny says he'd marry Tink, kill Miss Mintz, and chill with Meriwether.
Yep.
You guys like those old ladies, huh? Okay, all right.
They're cool peeps. They're cool peeps.
All right, fair enough. Ladies, we got like six more of these, so let's continue.
Let's go fast.
Right. Ladies, okay, you want to go fast. Okay, here we go. We have you marry, chill, or kill Hans, Gaston, or Thanos.
I got this.
Okay, go ahead.
I will marry Gaston.
Yeah.
I will marry Gaston. Hans can like die instantly, like whatever. And I'll chill with Thanos, and I could be like his therapist and try and help him work through his trauma.
You can't fix them. Don't do that.
Man, I think bad boys.
Go ahead, Brianna.
I will. Oh God. Yeah, I guess I'll marry Gaston. I mean, Hans might kill me, so I don't think I should marry him. That might be bad.
Hans
I guess
has
I'll
stupid sideburns.
He does. I'll chill with Hans. He can be nice for a little bit. I mean, he can pretend. Thanos, I'll kill Thanos.
Okay. And Ashley, how about you?
I think
Ashley loves chaos, so watch out, guys.
I think I'm going to kill Gaston. I can't handle him.
Fair.
Maybe I will chill with Hans and kick him out. And then I think I'll marry Thanos because I think he'd like me, is what it is.
There you go.
I think we'd be friends. I think he would enjoy me.
That's fair.
Guys, she just listens to like, you know, true crime podcasts all day.
Hey, and there's a chance that one of your wedding ring might be an Infinity Stone. So
hey, there you go.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And Tori says that marry Gaston, chill with Hans, and kill Thanos.
Yeah, that's the right answer.
It feels right. Yes, it feels right.
And Mary says she hates those damn sideburns. So.
That's my main reason for Hans going. Plus, if he's going to try and finish, yes. And if he's going to try and finish my sandwich, no, I don't share. Thank you.
That's fair. No. All right, guys, here we go. We have one for us. Okay. Now we have Maleficent, right. Ursula, or Mary Poppins.
Oh.
Ooh.
James, go ahead.
Ooh. Mary Poppins is the light of my life. I have to marry her.
I agree.
I think Maleficent. Is that how you say it? Maleficent?
Yeah.
I'm going to.
Hope I spelled that right.
I'm going to chill with her because she's out of her mind. And I'm going to.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I'm right there with you on all three of your choices. Again, Ethan, David.
Same. Yeah. Mary Poppins, Maleficent, Angelina Jolie. I'm going to chill with her and Ursula can die.
All right.
David. Yeah, I'm same. I mean, I don't see how else I could. I mean, Mary Poppins is my mom's choice on marrying her. So Maleficent is my choice, but she has to be a chill buddy. Yep. And then Ursula, she's just evil.
We have more viewers now than we did when we started because maybe they knew what we were doing. So okay.
Yeah.
it's the game. It's the game.
Danny says marry Mary Poppins, obviously chill with Melissa, and then make calamari.
and then Danny's going to share the calamari with me since I didn't get to participate in this one.
Nice.
I'll eat Ursula.
Really?
What?
No. I went the wrong way there. I don't know.
Oh, I thought.
Bye, Ethan.
Bye.
You don't play anymore, dude. All right.
Bye, Ethan.
Like, I'm out of here.
He's like, Sam just said she was going to eat Ursula. I got to leave. I got
to bounce. Next one for the ladies here. We have Bucky, Captain America, or Hulk?
I am so sorry, David.
Oh, man. Okay.
Well, David, we don't have to choose, so it's okay. The women have to choose. So, Brianna, go ahead.
I'm marrying Bucky.
Of course you are.
Look, I'm chilling. I'm chilling with Captain America, and I'm killing Hulk.
Hulk can't die.
Hulk can't die.
We'll figure it out.
Oh, damn. Ashley, how about you?
Marry Hulk, chill with Bucky, kill Cap.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Sam?
Marry Bucky, chill with Hulk, kill Cap.
Fair enough.
Wow.
Okay.
I just want to. I know this is the girl's question, but I just want to point this out. And the Incredible Hulk became the ultimate world breaker Hulk because the love of his life. He went scorch earth defending his wife. So just so you know, he is the most powerfulest creature entity there is, all in the name of love. So he's our protector. So just put that out there. So
he's also kind of a nerd. That's why I would hang out with him.
Yep.
Oh yeah, he's both.
Yep. That's true. I will skip two of these and we'll go down to the last two to finish up. How's that sound?
Okay.
So this is for the guys. It's our last one for the guys. The choices are Wanda, Cara Dune, or Sylvie.
Of course.
Here's the problem. I'm so lame. I don't know who Cara Dune is or Sylvie.
Sylvie is Lady Loki.
Explain this to me.
She's like a female version of Loki. She is the female version of Loki. And Cara Dune is in The Mandalorian. She's the big buff-ass chick.
Yeah. Okay.
Got yeah. It. What's her name? Gina Carano. Is that her name?
Gina Carano. Yeah.
She got kicked out of the show.
She was.
I heard she might be coming back.
I saw that too. Yeah. Season 4, she might be coming back. I saw some stuff about that.
She's on the forgiveness tour. Yeah. So,
David, what do you got here?
So, Sylvie is Loki, so that actually might be fun. So I'm gonna marry Sylvie.
Whoa.
Chaos.
I am definitely going to chill with Wanda. I don't want to be on her bad side, so I'd rather us just be good buds and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to, Kara can go.
Kara can go, okay. How about you, James?
Yeah, Kara can kick rocks. I'm going to say, I'm going to chill with Sylvie because you never know. You know, she could throw a wrench in the game. And then I'm going to marry Wanda as long as she's, less witchy and crazy.
Wanda could trap you into a different reality, though.
That's fine.
There's medication for her.
You guys really need to get to know her more, and you'll.
Long as she's on her meds, she's fine. So yeah,
there you go.
So Danny says real quick before we do ours, Ethan, which I think might be the same. Mary, Sylvie, chill with Wanda, kick her out when she gets crazy, and then kill Kara. Okay, so Ethan, how about you?
Yeah, I'm gonna marry Wanda. I'm going to chill with Wanda. And then I'll kill Wander at some point. I'll just feel that in my body. I'm going to marry Wanda. Answer. I'm going to hang out with Sylvie, and I'll kill Kara.
I am exactly the same way. You marry Wanda because you can be with her every day. And then
Halloween's always a good day, though.
Halloween. Yeah. Or the end of the series isn't bad either. So, I mean, that's not that's bad right. either. So, and then Kara, she's got to go. And then Sylvie is, I would chill with. So, yes. And that's it.
Cool.
Actually, I do have one more fun one for the guys. Can I do it really quick? Because it's really funny.
Yes.
Do you mind? Do you guys mind?
No, not at all.
All right. So this one. Okay, real quick. So for the guys again, we have Roz, Edna Mode, and Grandmother Fa. Okay? The old ladies. So
it's old ladies.
So James, let me hear you real quick.
I need a refresher again on who these are. Sorry.
Roz is she that Monster like Inc. This from Monsters Inc. That's I'm Monsters watching Inc. you, Wazowski.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Edna.
Please don't ever do that again.
Bye. Yeah, that was really good. That was
turn your paperwork in, Sam.
Oh, I got chills.
All right, cool. Edna Mode is the costume designer from The Incredibles.
No cakes. Okay.
No cakes. And Grandmother Fa is
Mulan.
Is Mulan. Okay. Or Mulan?
No. Mulan, no? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mulan, yeah, okay. Because I really don't really know much about Grandmother Fa. I'm going to kill her.
She got to go. I agree. She got to go. She got to go. I agree with him. She got to go.
It's awful.
Yeah. Wait, who's Roz again?
Roz is the
Roz. Oh yeah, like I'm gonna marry Roz. I think she'll be fun. She'll be a blast.
Yep.
We'll go to diners together and argue. And should be great. And then Edna, she's just so rad. I gotta chill with her. She's
absolutely. Rad. I agree with all of your statement there. So
yeah,
Ethan and David.
So I can't. Roz, man. So Roz is like the ultimate Karen for me. So. I have to kill Roz. I just
fair.
You
know,
she'll go to the diner, you know, like, you know, but she'll definitely be complaining for the manager and everyone else who will listen to her horrible voice. I'm marrying Edna because she can design me some amazing outfits and stuff. Absolutely. And I think she'd just be kind of cool to talk to, like on the intellectual level and everything. So I'm marrying her. And then Grandma Fa.
Huh?
We're, you know, she can be my mentor, my friend, my spiritual guy. So we'll just chill and chill, like in a very chill way, not the Disney Plus and chill. So.
Hey, a mouth to mouth,
very respectable way.
Jesus Christ, Ethan, did you just? Come on, Ethan.
I was.
Did you just say that?
I was going to say, okay, wait a second. So I don't feel as bad for thinking what I was thinking then, because when you said not in the Disney Plus way, I was going to say Disney Plus and Thrust. Okay. I really like Danny's answer to this question though. He says, marry Edna, she rich, chill with Fa, she funny. Kill Raj. She a female job.
Yes.
All right. So do we want to do the last one for the ladies or are we done?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, do it.
We're here. It's only 11 o'clock for Ethan and 10 o'clock for Sam, but let's go. Last one for the ladies. We're all on the West Coast over here, the rest of us. So here we go. Loki, you're going to chill, kill, or marry with Loki, Thor, or Star-Lord? Ooh.
So, can I marry Star-Lord?
James, he's like, ooh.
God, I want to play this one.
All the hotties. Okay, David, you can play. Go ahead. You go first, David.
No, I'm good.
All right. Ashley, how about you?
Oh, God. I'm going to chill with Thor. I'm going to kill Loki and marry Star-Lord.
Yeah.
I am going to marry Star-Lord. I am going to chill with Loki, and I'm going to kill Thor.
Wait, why kill Thor? Only. Just out of curiosity.
It's because of the What If season, the series, the Party Thor.
Oh, I cannot. I cannot. No. But yes, no. If I had Party Thor, I would just probably just die myself. But no, I have a huge crush on Star-Lord.
Well, who doesn't?
Which is awkward, but it is. Okay, so Star-Lord, I have to pick him. And Loki, I just think is the better brother. He's the more adventurous brother.
Wow. Yes.
I do like him better.
What a hot take.
Hot take, yeah. Thor, Loki is the better brother, Sam says.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
Brianna, Brianna,
let me see your shirt. What's your shirt saying? Is that your logo? I thought
it is. It does. It has the, his yep. helmet right here. So I'm marrying Loki.
Of course you are.
I will kill Star-Lord and I will chill with Thor.
Wow. Okay. All right. All right. A couple answers over here. Danny wants to chime in on this one. He says he would marry Thor. He lives millennia. Chill with Star-Lord. He got tunes. And kill Loki. Yeah. Comes back every time anyway. That's very
that
true,
was
actually.
Fair. Yeah. Wait a second. Why would I want my spouse to live millennia?
Yeah.
That's a long time to be with someone.
Tori says,
you're not about that forever.
Tori says, marry Star-Lord, chill with Loki, and kill Thor.
Yeah, Tori.
Yeah.
Nicole says, I freaking love this game.
Nicole's right.
So, Nicole is right. And right I freaking answer. Love this game too. And maybe we should just do this every week. But because that brings us to the end of the show finally. So
you say it like that's a bad thing. Like
finally like you can get rid of us. Right. Yeah,
like you haven't enjoyed this time with us.
We can continue. What else you guys want to talk about? Okay, see what I mean. Yeah, exactly.
I mean I love you guys, but I have to work in the morning with 5-year-olds.
Yeah.
You know, adult life.
So Disney dependent. Thank you guys so much for coming on. Thank you guys so much for saying yes. Your show is a kick in the ass. And if you haven't listened to it yet, please listen to them on all the social media, everything Disney dependent. Tell us where we can find you and tell us about your business, your Etsy page again.
Yeah, you can find the podcast at Disney Dependent, both on Instagram and TikTok. Recently started a TikTok account. I'm 38 years old, started a TikTok account. Cool. And you can find Dynamite Goat Trading Co. at Dynamite Goat Trading Co. on Instagram and Dynamite Goat Trading Co. on Etsy. And both of these shirts are our shirts right here.
This is nice.
Misfits, like the band Misfits, but mainstream.
Like
Misfits,
it. I love it. That's cool.
This one is off of the page because the Misfits.
Oh yeah, they threatened the lawsuit.
Oh, ooh, that makes it even more valuable. Yeah. I want one now.
We have a very limited pressing of them, so they are available. You have to message us. And then
got it.
He chose poorly.
Indeed.
Indiana Jones.
Nice.
And important, we have a giant sale coming up. Black Friday through Cyber Monday, we have 50% off everything in the shop. We're trying to make room for the next year.
Wow.
Right.
Literally half off.
Again, guys, thank you guys so much for being on. Brianna, Sam, David, Ethan, thank you guys so much for spending your Wednesday night with us. Our followers and listeners, thank you so much. And we hope you enjoy the view from Walt's apartment. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely.